有一个根据的。
So there is a source and foundation for
next slide, please. 那而且呢，他又特别强调，他是用根据两件不更改的事情所设立的。
And he is established on two unchangeable truths.
我们来看圣经，希伯来书六章的十八节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18.
希伯来书六章十八节。
Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18.
六章十八节。
Chapter 6, verse 18.
借这两件不更改的事，神绝不能说谎。 好像我们这逃往避难所指定摆在我们前头指望的人可以大得勉励。耶稣成为大祭司，他借着两件不更改的事。
So the Lord Jesus became a high priest based on two unchangeable things.
那这两件就是第一个就是神的启示。
The first is the prophecy of God.
神 swear.
God swear.
Swearing an oath.
Swearing an oath.
那第二个就是借着他的 promise， 借着他的应许。
The second is his promise.
也就是说，在旧约当中呢，已经有谈到呢，神启示来立耶稣做祭司。
That is, God swear in the Old Testament to establish Jesus.
在旧约里面呢，已经神应许耶稣要做祭司。
In the Old Testament, God has already allowed the Lord Jesus to be high priest.
所以这个是没有办法更改的啦。
That is unchangeable.
我们来看七章。
Let's turn to chapter 7.
7章22节,
chapter 7, verse 22 to 23.
21节开始读好了,
Let's start from verse 21.
20节到22节。
From chapter 7, verse 20 to 22.
亚伦当祭司, 没有启示了。
When Aaron became a priest, there was not an oath.
20节,
verse
20. 在者耶稣为祭司, 并不是不启示立的, 请读。
Inasmuch as he was not made priest without an oath.
今天我们当总统也要启示啊。
Today when a person becomes a president, they must make an oath.
耶稣也是这样啊。
And likewise with Jesus.
21节, 至于那些祭司, 就是亚伦的子孙呢, 也不是启示立的。 21节,
21, for they have become priests without an oath.
只是耶稣是启示立的, 因为那立他的对他说。
But he with an oath by him who said to him,
主起的誓, 绝不后悔。
The Lord has sworn and will not relent.
你是永远的祭司。
You are a priest forever.
在旧约啊，有这样的一句话。
So in the Old Testament, there is this verse.
天上的神起的誓。
That the Lord in heaven swore.
跟耶稣讲，你要永远做祭司啊。
And said to the Lord Jesus, "You are a priest forever."
那第22节。
Verse 22.
既是启示立的，耶稣就做了更美之约的中保。
By so much more, Jesus has become a surety for a better covenant.
所以我们就知道说呢，这是一个非常严肃的事情哈。
So this is a very solemn thing.
为什么人会起誓呢？
Why do people swear?
就是怕你不相信呢。Because
they are afraid that you will not believe.
你说我偷你家的鸡蛋。
You say that I stole your eggs.
我没有啊。
And I said I did not.
我没有偷。
I did not steal.
如果我偷了，那就让这个。 天打雷劈啊,
and if I have stolen, then may the lightning strike me.
那你就用启示的方法来取得了对方的信任。
And you use this method of swearing to gain someone's trust.
我在想哦，古代的人哦，可能有这样的经历，神还是存在人间嘛。
And I think in the Old Testament, people still had this experience where God
was among men. 所以人的经历当中，真的有的人启示哦，然后最后有遭灾的啦。
So some people they may have sworn, but they would face disasters.
我神的眼目耳朵都无处不在啊。
Because God's ear is everywhere.
所以应该人类有这样的经历啊。
So people must have this experience.
当然可能不是每一次。
But perhaps not every time.
所以人都会用启示来解决一个纷争啊。
So people would use a swearing to dissolve a dispute,
或是让人相信啊,
or to cause someone to believe.
来看六章的十三节到十七节。
Chapter 6, verse 13 to
这个启示哦，都是就是一种很确定的事情， sure thing 啊。
So swearing is a sure thing.
尤其是神启示啊，
especially when God swore.
六章十三节到十六节。
Chapter 6, verse 13 to 16.
他举了一个例子哦。
He made an example.
当初神应许亚伯拉罕的时候，因为没有比自己更大的可以指着启示， 就指着自己起誓说
13, for when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself.
人都会指着比自己更大的起誓啊。
People will always swear by something greater than
神最大。
And God is the greatest.
所以神指着自己起誓。
So God swore by himself.
对亚伯兰这样讲。
And he said to Abraham, 14,
论福我必赐大福给你，论子孙我必叫你的子孙多起来。
Saying, surely blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply you.
第十五节
15,
这样亚伯拉罕既恒久忍耐就得了所应许的。哦，原来因为神这样讲，他最后就生了以撒。
So because,
就不是生了，他最后就真的到最后我们看到他有很多的子孙呢。
So because God swore, Abraham had many descendants.
16节
16,
人都是指着比自己更大的启示，并且以启示为实据，了结了各样的争论。
16, for men indeed swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation for is for them an end to all disputes.
这是人间的情形哦。
So this is what men do.
那神也用人间的情形来谈到，他就是这样来立耶稣作为大祭司。
And God followed the tradition of men to ordain the Lord Jesus as a priest forever.
17节
17,
照样神愿意那为那承受应许的人，就是我们，格外显出他的旨意是不更改的，就启示为证。所以神呢也要应许就是对我们来做这样的一个事情呢。
So the God did this thing to us.
跟我们讲他是不会改变的。
To show us that he will not change.
这个就是十八节就借这两件不更改的事了。
So in verse 18 is by these two unchangeable things.
就是他的应许。
That is his promise.
就还有他的启示。
And his sword.
应许在哪里呢？
So where is his promise?
就圣经上早就告诉你了啦。
The Bible had already told us.
那我们在谈应许之前，我们再谈启示。我们现在可不可以启示？
So can we swear now?
我们谈一点启示哈。
Can we swear?
在旧约都有启示了。
Because in the Old Testament, people swore.
神也指着自己启示啊。
And God swore by to himself.
这个应该是雅各还是约瑟指着法老王启示啊。
It was Jacob or Joseph that swore by the Pharaoh.
所以旧约是有的。
So there was this thing.
但是耶稣来到人间就跟你讲说，你不要用启示的方法来赚信用了。Earn credit. 你不要用启示的方法来让人家相信你了，不需要这样子。
But the Lord Jesus says, do not swear to gain someone's trust and earn the credit.
你的 credit 是赚来的，你只要是就说是，不是就说不是。Then you will earn your credit. 那慢慢的呢，你不用启示，人家都会相信你了。
Because you earn your credit so that your yes is yes and no is no, so people will trust you.
所以你不要对着天起誓，因为天是神的座位；你不要对着地起誓，因为地是神的脚凳。
So do not swear by heaven, for it is God's kingdom, and do not swear by earth, for it is God's footstool.
你不要指着耶路撒冷起誓，因为那是神的京城啊。
And do not swear by Jerusalem, because that's the city of God.
也不要指着自己的头，因为你没有办法使你的头变黑变白啊。
And do not swear by your hair, because you cannot make it white or black.
所以是就说是，不就就是用你诚诚实实的做人呢。你以后通通不用做这个事情了。
So if you are honest person, then you will no longer need to swear.
那些问题来了，那如果别人要你启示怎么办？
But what if someone wants you to swear?
因为你本来就不想要用启示来赚信用，但是人家还是不相信你啊。
Because you don't want to use swear to gain someone's credit, but they still want you to swear.
那就没有办法了。
Then you have no other choice.
所以如果政府叫你要启示宣誓公民，那个没有问题了。
So if the government wants you toswear, then you have no choice.
因为他不相信你嘛，
because they do not trust
所以你要启示啊，
so you have
是不是你自己启示的？
And not because you want
是他要求，尤其是政府啊，
but because they require you to.
Especially, 尤其他们是政府啊，
especially if it's the government.
他们认为这样你才有 credit, 你才有信用了。
They think that through this method then you are credible.
那人跟人之间就不需要了。
But between people,
兄弟，你让时间来让。你给我时间，我来证明给你看，我是一个实实在在的人。
Give us me some time, and I'll prove to you that I am a man of my words.
我的神叫我不用启示，我是属神的，我可以做一个实实在在的人。
The God told me not to swear because I am a truthful person.
所以就不用再启示了。
So we no longer need to swear.
那么神所以这个主耶稣当我们的大祭司，真的是一个严肃的问题了。
So the Lord Jesus became a high priest. This is a very serious thing.
那我们再来看应许。
Let's look at the promise.
第八章第六节。
Chapter 8, verse 6.
这是神的一个在耶利米书的一个应许，我们读过了，对不对？
So this is a promise in Jeremiah that we've read.
第六节。
Chapter verse 6.
对不起哈，啊，不，我看到第八节，对，我们读第六节。如今耶稣所得的职任是更美的，就如同他做更美之约的中保，这约是凭更美的应许立的。请读。
But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he is also mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises.
耶稣得更美的职任，这个就是做大祭司啊。
So the excellent ministry is the ministry of the high priest.
他也带来了更美的约啊，新约啊。
And he has brought a better covenant, which is the New Testament.
这约也是凭着应许立的啊。
And this covenant is established on better promises.
所以新约是有一个应许，那第八节这个应许就是啊第八节所记载的。
So this better promise is in verse 8.
耶利米说，日子将到，我要以我以色列百姓以色列家跟犹大家另立新约，这个啊新约没来就先说好了，日子到了就有新约了。
So before the new covenant came, it was already foretold that the new covenant would come in its time.
那我们来读七章的十六节。
Let's read chapter 7 verse 16.
啊，这个是谈到有十六节，实际就是他有见证，耶稣做大祭司有个见证，有个应许。
In verse 16 and 17 is that the Lord Jesus testifying there is a promise.
我们来读七章的十六节，十六节。
Chapter 7 verse 16.
七章十六节。
Chapter 7 verse 16.
耶稣成了祭司哈，并不是照着肉体的条例的。
Who has come not according to the law of the flesh?
就是不是亚伦的子孙，不是从律法的规定里面出来的。
And that is not according to a law or from the descendants of Aaron.
是乃是照着无穷之生命的大能，无穷原文作不能毁坏，他是从神的大能来的啦。
He came from the power of God.
第十七节。
17.
因为有给他做见证，神给他做见证啊。
Because God testifies.
这个旧约的话。你是照着麦基洗德的等次啊，永远为祭司的。
The Old Testament saying that you are a priest forever according to order.
这个就是一个应许啊，这是一个见证啊。
And this is the testimony. This is a promise.
这个所以呢啊，神这样做就如同神对亚伯拉罕指着自己启示这样说了
哦。So when God did testifies, it is like when God swore to himself to Abraham.
就是答应他呢，子孙要多起来，像海边的沙，天上的星一样。
And that is, he promised him that his descendants will be as the sand of the sea and the stars of the sky.
这是应许啊。
And that is the promise.
所以啊，这个是借着应许所立的。旧约就有这样的一个应许说，你要照着麦基洗德的等次，永远做祭司。
So that is the promise that you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek.
那我们来学一下哦，我们要懂得抓住神的应许了哦。
So we must learn to grab hold of God's promise.
请问神的应许有多少？
Let me ask you, how many promises did God make?
所以知道神的应许有多少？
How many promises did God make?
没有去算，但是很多，对不对？
We didn't count, but there are many.
耶稣说，你在我里面有平安，对不对？
The Lord Jesus says, you have peace in me.
他说，我不永远撇，我不永远撇下你做孤儿。
He said, I will not leave you as orphans.
这个都是应许耶。
These are all promises.
他说，你奉献，那这个就有福气啊。
He said, if you offer, then you will have blessings.
这个都是应许耶。
These are promises.
那个哦，圣经上讲，应许无论有多少，在主里面都是可以阿们的，都是是的。
The Bible says that no matter how many promises there are in the Bible, in the Lord Jesus, it is Amen.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们也要学会抓住神的应许。
So today we must grab hold of God's promise.
你踏得出去，你就会得平安了。
If you're willing to step out, then you will receive peace.
我这辈子有很多的体，也是有一些体会。
In my lifetime, I have a few experiences.
就是我相信神一定不会让我饿死啊，就是这种想法。
It's that God will not allow me to starve to death.
真的呢，我就相信神不会让我饿死。
I just believe that God will not let me starve to death.
他不是说了吗？天上的飞鸟不种不收，天父都养活他吗？我怎么会饿死？
Then the Bible says that God sustains even the birds of the air. How can I starve to death?
那你有这样的想法哈？真的，你在美国生存最大的压力就没有了。
And if you have this thought, then when you face the greatest pressure of living in America, you would not have this pressure.
美国是全世界这个，就是说快乐指数是排后面的。人家那个快乐指数，人家做快乐指数的排名啊，美国快乐指数这个国家的排名是后面的，排后面的。
America rank in the latter part of the happiness index.
就是大家都不是很快，大家都很担心呢、啊。
Because not everyone is happy, a lot of us are worried.
那为什么大家很担心呢？
And what are we worried about?
因为这里的生活习惯是靠贷款度日子的。
Because the life here relies on carrying debt.
啊，问一个问题，你们家没有贷款的请举手。
Please raise up your hand if you do not
have
debt.
You are debt free. Please raise your hand. 你没有贷款的请举手。哦，好几只手，都是年纪大的。
There are a few hands of more senior members.
年纪大了，不再一身轻了啊、哦。
And when we are more senior, then we are debt free.
真的呢，在美国生活，很多人都贷款了，我自己也贷款了。
In America, many of us carry debts.
他也鼓励你贷款呢。
And they also encourage you to carry debts.
那贷款就会担心没有工作。
Then when you have debts, you are worried that you don't
have a job. 所以大部分的美国人都生活在压力下面。
So most Americans live under stress.
啊，担心没有饭吃啊。
They worry that they do not have food to eat.
房子被充公，车子被充公。
And if their house andcars are taken by the government.
Sophisticated, right?
Confiscated.
Confiscated. 那所以大家都会担心啊。
And everyone would worry.
但是你只要抓住应许哈，你真的整个人生就会完全不一样。
But if you grab hold of God's promise, then our life would be different.
为什么我当时哈，我讲我自己啦，因为这是感受比较深的。
So I can talk about myself because it's a deeper experience.
我当时不是没有机会在美国娶老婆，可以娶一个有绿卡的。
At the time, I could have married someone with a green card.
我不是没有机会了。
It's not that I did not have the opportunity.
但是我觉得好像都不是很顺哦。
But I felt that
我觉得神给我安排在其他的地方。
But I felt that God, things were not very smooth.
但是我不会担心
的。And I did not worry.
我就是相信神那句话。
I just believe in what God said.
你的疆界跟寿数呢，早就定好了啦。
That God has numbered.And destined your days.
真的呢，神要用你，就会让你留下来了。
If it is God's will for you to serve, then He will keep you.
我来纽约才听到，哎，这个弟兄也抽到绿卡，那个姐妹也抽到绿卡，用抽的，抽 lottery， 用抽的。
When I came to New York, then I heard that this brother and that sister, won the lottery for the green card.
我说哇，现在 lottery 这么好抽吗？绿卡这么好抽吗？怎么这个也是，那个也是哦。
So I felt that how come it's so easy to win this lottery for the green card?
神要他们留下来服侍啊。
It was God's will for them to stay to
serve. 所以你住哪里是已经定好的。
So where you live is already a destiny.
现在很多人结婚都在问你爸爸妈妈怎么死的。
Nowadays, when people get married, they ask, "How did your father and mother die?"
怕有遗传病啊！哦，你爸爸是什么病？哎，将来你可能是这个病会死。哎呀，我不想那么早做寡妇，不嫁给你。
So they ask because they worry if they will inherit their father's disease and they will die and be widowed.
其实人的寿数也是定好的啦。
So our numbers our days are numbered by God.
当然，我不是说那个是不正确的，我不是这样讲。
And of course, I'm not saying that is a wrong.Thing to do.
但是我要讲就是说我们对神的话你信得下去你抓得住吗抓得住你的路会比较宽广你的心会比较没有那么多的忧虑啊一天到晚忧虑这个忧虑那个到最后忧虑都嫁不出去了
but
这个也有病那个也病死的
But if we hold on to God's promise then our way will be less stressed and will be broader because we will hold on to God's promise
真的你要相信神是掌管人生命的神啊
So we must believe that God is a GodGod over mankind, our lives.
所以应许你抓住多少
？So how much do you hold on to the God promise?
神不会骗自己的
，and God will not lie to himself.
也不会骗人呢
，and He will not lie to us.
他是信实的
，He is faithful.
所以他的应许你可以抓住多少
？So you can hold on to His promise.
所以我们看到这个是两件不会更改的事情。
So these are two unchangeable truths.
启示跟应许
His promise and His oath.
下一个 slide 啊。所以呢、啊、我们就因为这个他是大祭司呢我们就被领到一个有更美的指望
And because he is the high priest we inherit a better promise、
啊、我们被带到 lead to、啊、我们来看、啊、希伯来书对不起八章的第六节
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 8 verse 6、
啊、八章、啊、对不起不是第七章的十九节
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 7 verse 19
七章的十九节
Chapter 7, verse 19.
律法原来一无所成、啊、就引进更美的指望靠这指望我们便可以进到神面前
19, for the law made nothing perfect. On the other hand, there is the bringing of a better hope through which we draw near to God.
律法、没有办法让人称义啊。
The law cannot make a person righteous.
啊，耶稣才能够让人称义啊。
Only the Lord Jesus can make a person righteous.
啊，所以耶稣带来一个更美的指望。
So the Lord Jesus bring a better hope.
啊，你只要借着耶稣基督，你可以到达神的面前。
Through the Lord Jesus, we can come before God.
因为他已经成了一个最好的祭司了，最好的大祭司。大祭司就让神跟人和好的一个工作。
Because he is the best high priest, that he is the mediator between God and man.
每次我读到这里，我就想到那个瑞林传道的见证。
Whenever I think of this, read this passage, I think of a Pastor Roy's testimony.
啊，他以前在社会上上班呢。
He used to work in the society.
他可能路也越走越远了，就是因为在社会上混哈，本来路可能就越走越远了。
And because he worked in the society, he walked down a narrow, his way got more and more farther from God.
那个州长老娘非常的担心，常常为这个孩子祷告。
And Elder Zhou's wife was very worried and prayed for this
鼓励他
person.
Yeah.
And she encouraged him
来参加神啊青年神学训练。
Encouraged him to come to the NYTS.
那几次之后，你就会觉到他的心呐、啊，慢慢的哦，就是。不会让爸爸妈妈那么有啊，那么啊，就是说，你看他一直回头了哈。
And slowly you see him returning.
有一次啊、哦，在祷告的时候，真的我就看他那一次的祷啊 NYTS， 他整个人都变了。
And during one prayer, you notice that he started his whole person changed.
他整个祷告都是他的脸呐、啊，都是微笑的。
That in his prayer, his face was smiling.
啊、边祷告边这样子、哦、不是大笑出声，那个脸呐、啊，脸型是微笑的。
Now when he prays, his countenance was smiling.
那、啊、后来他就做一个见证。
Then he made a testimony.
他说他看到一个异象。
That he saw a vision.
看到神的背。
He saw the back of God.
神都不理他。
And God did not.
他觉得离神很远呐、啊。
He felt that he was far away from God.
后来他看到耶稣出现。
That he saw the Lord Jesus.
他好像变成一个很小的小孩子。
That he became a small child.
那耶稣就牵着他的手啊。
Then the Lord Jesus took his hand.
他把他带到神面前呐、啊。
And took him before God.
那他就看到神的背转过来，虽然很高大看不到上面哦，但看到神的神就转过来了。
Then he saw that God turned his back.
真的呢，有时候我们、哦、在世上人间走路，有时候会离主耶稣越来越远，主耶稣背对着我们。
Sometimes when we live in this world, we walk further away from God, and God turns His back on us.
感谢神，他用启示、用应许立了耶稣基督做一个更美的大祭司。
But thank God that through His promise and His oath that the Lord Jesus is a better high priest.
英文有一句话，他说呢。He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. 他没有看到我们，他没有故意去注意我们的缺点，但是注意到我们的需要。
So God saw beyond our faults and saw our needs.
所以再把我们的手牵回来到神面前呢、啊。
So He takes our hands and carry us back.
所以靠近了啊，就以这个耶稣带来更美的指望。靠这个指望呢，我们可以进到神面前呢、啊。
And through the Lord Jesus, we have a better hope through which we draw near to God.
那这个指望呢，我们可以靠着哦，啊，这个指望可以一直带我们一直到底啊。
And this hope can carry us to the end.
我们看第六章
，Chapter 6，
第六章的。十一节
，verse
11，第六章十一节
，chapter 6 verse 11。
我们愿意你们个人都显出这样的殷勤，使你们有满足的指望，一直到底。
And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end.
我们每个人哦，要充满了希望，充满了，因为你有耶稣基督，所以你人生有希望。
Our lives have to be full of hope because we have the Lord Jesus.
那这个指望呢？你要坚持，会带领你到直到人生的最后一刻，要一直到底的，满有满足的指望，要一直到底的。
And this full assurance of hope will carry you to the end.
我就一直记得一个姐妹，她在生病的时候，她一直这样讲。
I remember there was a sister that who always said,
哎，她用台湾话讲讲，好你家在，咱有耶稣了，好你家在，我们有耶稣了。
She said that thank God we have the Lord Jesus.
哎，真的呢，她是很痛苦的、啊。
Her life was a painful.
但是好，就是感谢主，好，很幸运的，我们有耶稣了。
But luckily we have the Lord Jesus.
所以这个盼望是又坚固又牢靠的。
So this hope is steadfast and sure.
让你的灵魂有锚啊。
So that our soul have hope.
Anchor.
Anchor.
我们看六章的十九节。
Chapter 6 verse 19.
十九节啊。十九节哦
，19，
我们有这指望，如同灵魂的锚，又坚固又牢靠，且通入幔内。啊，请读。
19， this hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence
behind the veil. 人生像大风浪一样，你像一颗船一直漂泊。
Life is like in an ocean of waves.
但是耶稣就是你灵魂的锚。
But the Lord Jesus is the anchor of our soul.
你什么时候在漂泊的时候，你有耶稣基督，就好像那个锚抛到海里面去，滚定了，还有风浪，但是你这条船是不会被飘来飘去的啦。
When we are in the turbulent sea, and the anchor holds us sure and steadfast, so that we will not be moved.
你心中还是一个很稳定的感觉，有平安的感觉。
Our hearts will be steady, and we will have peace.
你不会随波逐流啊。
We will not be carried by the waves.
因为有灵魂的锚啊。
Because we have an anchor for the
soul. 这个锚一直通到那个幔内，从又坚固又到幔内。
And this anchor, enters to the presence behind the veil.
刚刚我们读唱那一首是318，是不是？
Just now we sang 318.
那个灵魂的锚冲到幔内，幔内这里把它写成这个 heaven of rest， 那个真正的圣所就是天国了。
So here it says the haven of rest, but the real the anchor carry us to the heaven.
那个 tent 啊、哦，那个内幕啊，那个 inner tent， 那个 tent 其实就是天国。
The inner tent is heaven.
那是。这是神同在的地方。
It is a place where God abides.
所以我们真的啊，你可以在人生的风浪当中，你的心呢，可以常常被提升到天国去那边休息啊。
So in this turbulent life, our heart can be carried to heaven to rest.
所以我们要感谢赞美主，有这个指望一直到底，又坚固又牢靠的指望。
So we must thank and praise God for this sure and steady hope.
请问你哈，你这辈子没有自杀过，没有自杀的想？没有自杀的想法过的请举手，你这辈子从来没有想过要自杀的请举手。
Please put up your hand if you never had a thought of suicide.
好，那我这样问好了，你这辈子曾经想过自杀的请举手。
Please put up your hand if you considered suicide.
好像比刚刚的多、哦、
It seems to be more people than before.
曾经试过自杀的请举手。
If you try to commit suicide, please put up your hand.
我也有举手啊。
And I also put up my hand.
这个人生、哦、真的有时候很多苦难。
This life sometimes truly have a lot
of burden. 那人遇到苦要逃避，最好的方法就是一死就一了百了，死了就一了百了了。
And sometimes
人都这样想的。
Sometimes it seems that the best way to escape from all this trouble is to commit suicide.
这个时候你一定要想到这个又坚固又牢靠的指望。
But during this time, you must think of the sure and steady hope.
你要想他给你预备的地方，你这样一刀下去、哦、大概就完蛋了，去不了了。
You must think of the wonderful place he has prepared for you, and if you were to commit suicide, then it's all over.
我不想跟大家讲过，小时候也自杀过。
I don't know if I told you that I tried to commit suicide when I was young.
那为什么我要自杀呢
？Why did I want to commit suicide?
因为我爸爸带我三个兄弟姐妹到台北去，只有把我一个人留在乡下。
Because my father took my siblings to Taipei and only left me in the villages.
那我觉得我婶婶也不是很疼我啊。
And my auntie at the time didn't really like me.
如果我用手指月亮，她说你不可以指月亮，那个月亮会拿什么拿刀来割你的耳朵什么的。
And she said you cannot point to the moon because there's some mystic goddess will cut your ear.
小时候人家说什么你都信啊，对不对？
And when you're young, you would.Believe anything what people say.
就觉得我爸妈怎么都不在啊？哈。
And I felt, how come my parents are not here?
那我们在台湾人有一句话叫“磕头自杀”，磕头自杀。
And in Taiwan, there's a method of suicide where you just bow to the ground.
Bow your head, 哈。
Bow your head to the ground.
那我想说，我来磕磕看啊！我要自杀，我来磕磕看。
So I thought maybe I should bang my head to the wall and see.
我真的很有决心哦。
So I tried.
我那时候小学三年级哦。
Yeah, at the time I was only grade
我就很用跑的，然后就大力头就一撞到那个墙壁，那还好那是泥的墙壁啊。
So I ran towards the wall and banged my head towards the wall, which
还是很痛啊，还是很痛啊。
And it was painful.
头晕啊。
My head was dizzy.
我想怎么没有死呢
？So I thought, how come I didn't die?
我再试一次。
So let me try again.
我这次我就不敢大力撞，因为太痛了。
And this time I dare not use too much effort because it was too painful.
这是小时候自杀的故事、啊、
So this is my story of how I tried to commit suicide.
可是现在人比较聪明啊。
But now people are smarter.
我认识一位、啊、真的很可惜，真耶稣教会的信徒。
And I met this True Jesus Church member.
真的很可惜啦、哦、
That was very pitiful.
他要自杀之前已经跟我弟弟讲了。
Before he committed suicide, he already told me.
他生病嘛，在医院、哦、
He was sick and in the hospital.
他说我要跟医生、哦、要一个苹果。
He said he wants an apple from the doctor,
啊、护士、啊、
from the nurse.
然后跟他要一个苹果刀、啊、水果刀。
He wants a fruit knife.
他说我要切这里，这里一切之后呢，很难救。
He wants to cut a part of his neck because it's hard to save.
真的，后来完全照他跟我弟弟讲的情节、哦、他就这样死掉了。
And he did exactly what he told my brother, and that's how he died.
其实这个时代不只是外邦人，我们真耶稣教的人也会自杀嘞。
So in this time and age, it's not only outsiders, but true Jesus Church members could also commit suicide.
我们真的要多亲近神，你要体会到耶稣怎么爱我们。
So we have to draw near to the Lord and see how the Lord loves us.
如果你感受到耶稣的爱，
if we experience His love.
人间的事情有时候你就不会看得那么重。
Then you will not care too much about the things of this world.
所以我们来参加神训班，这里有它的好处啊。
So there is benefit to coming to NATS.
我们大家祷告，圣灵这么充满哦。
When we pray and are filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们希望神借着爱啊，神的爱借着圣灵浇灌在我们的心里面。
That God's love can through the Holy Spirit can pour into our hearts.
那个爱可以带来盼望。
Then this love will bring us hope.
它是它圣经上讲，它是你满足的指望，它是你灵魂的锚。
It is the anchor for our soul and the full assurance of our hope.
它是又坚固又牢靠。
It is sure and steady.
你要看得见它、哦、
And we have to see it.
你要看得到这个光啊。
And we have to see this light.
我常觉得什么叫盼望？盼望就是你看得到那一束光啊。
So what is hope? Hope is to see that dim light.
啊，所以眼有光使心喜乐，你心里才会快乐的起来。
And if we have this light, then we can have joy in our hearts.
啊，或者你一直活在一种黑暗当中、迷茫当中，不知道何去何从的。这个隧道里面
But if we live in an endless tunnel,
你到最后真的觉得没有意义啊，不晓得怎么办啊，结束算了。
Then we will have no meaning in our life. We just want to let it to end.
我们今天学到，耶稣基督是中保，他了解你的软弱，他知道你的痛苦，他做过人。
But the Lord Jesus, He was once man. He understands our weaknesses.
你要懂得把你的重担卸给他、哦、
But we must learn to leave our burdens to Him.
那这是谈到第五章、第六章跟。第七章
and that is Hebrews chapter 5, 6, and 7.
啊，没有办法全部讲了哈。
But we can't finish the whole thing.
那我们再来看第八章跟第九章。
Let's start with chapter 8 and 9.
Next slide, please. 这个谈到一个更美的约。
So this talks about better covenant.
那这两章呢，八章九章啊，主要谈到三点。
And there are three points to these two chapters.
啊，主要他在比较旧约跟新约了哈。
First, it compares the Old Testament and the New Testament.
旧约是属于肉体的条例。
The Old Testament is the requirement of the flesh.
那新的约，旧约就是谈那些你要怎么吃啦，要拜神，要怎么要之前要怎么洗洁净啦，或者是这个要怎么样献祭啦，等等都跟肉体有关系啊。
The Old Testament has to do with the flesh and how we what we can eat, how we worship, and what we can touch to be clean.
那新约是属灵的条例哦。
But the New Testament is a spiritual law.
那主要就是两个，就是你要得圣灵，你要洗礼。
There are two things: you have to be baptized and receive the Holy Spirit.
啊，这个是因为宝血流出来之后给我们的。
Because this is what's given to us with the blood.
啊，所以耶稣那个杯起来就是我用血跟你们立了一个新约啊。
So when the Lord Jesus lifted the cup, He said, "I will make a new covenant."
你只要相信我。
If you believe in me.
你相信我就是。那你就要来受洗啊！信的结果就是受洗啊！啊，信而受，你就会得救啊
！And if you believe, then you will be baptized, and then you'll be saved.
啊，这个都是灵魂的问题啊！你灵魂会得救的。
Then your soul will be saved.
啊，所以跟旧约是不一样的。
So it's different from the Old Testament.
旧约是属肉体的条例。
The Old Testament was requirement of the flesh.
啊，新约是谈到我们要得圣灵，要洗礼，让我们灵魂可以得救。
But the New Testament talks about we have to be baptized, receive the Holy Spirit, and be saved.
是神的儿子来到人间替我们流血所立的。
Because the Son of God came to this world to die for us to make this.
那这章呢谈到为什么我们需要新约了哈
？So this talks about why we need a new covenant.
因为旧约已经面面啊渐渐啊又老又衰弱了，又老又衰弱，没有人可以靠着。律法来得救了
，because the Old Testament was passing away, and no one can rely on the Old Testament to be saved.
啊，那再来，他就谈到为什么新约更美。
So it talks about why the new covenant is more beautiful.
耶稣的血当然是比牛羊的血更美啊。
Because the blood of Christ is better than the blood of animals.
一个是神啊，成为人的血；一个是动物的血啊。
One is the blood of Jesus who was God, but that he became flesh.
那以前的是用帐幕，现在是神到天国去了。大祭司在天国，帐幕跟天国怎么比？
Before it was the tabernacle, but now it's the heavenly sanctuary.
啊，所以就提到这样的道理。所以也感谢主，神给我们带来一个更美的约啊。
So this brings us the better and new covenant.
啊，我们就一点一点来看。
So we'll look at one point by point.
Next slide, please.我们来看旧约啊。
So let's look at the Old Testament.
我们看第九章。
Chapter 9.
第九章，我们先来读，第九章第十节。
Chapter 9, verse 10.
这谈到旧约了。
This talks about the Old Testament.
第十节。
Verse 10.
这些事，连那陨石和诸般洗涤的规矩，都不过是属肉体的条例。好，请读。
10, concerned only with foods and drinks, various washings and fleshly ordinances imposed until the time of Reformation.
那要命定到振兴的时候，就命令到耶稣基督来的时候了。
So until the time of Reformation, it's until the time of Jesus.
那这些事是什么事呢？
So what are these things?
这些事就是一到八节所说的事情啊。
These things refer to verse 1 to 8.
那一到八节所说的，加上这个陨石还有这个洗涤的这些规矩都是旧约了。
So from
旧约所说的。
So from verse 1 to 8, including food, drinks, and various washing, these are the Old Testament.
我们看一到八节讲什么。
Let's look at what in verse 1 to 8 says.
第九章的第一节。
Chapter 9, verse 1.
原来前约有礼拜的条例。
Then indeed, even the first covenants had ordinances of divine service.
前约就是旧约啊。
So the first covenant was the Old Testament.
他们有一些怎么样做礼拜啦。
They have an ordinance of how to do divine service.
还有这个在地上的帐篷哈，就是摩西所神所指示他的那个属世界的，在地上建立的圣幕。
So the earthly sanctuary refers to the earthly tabernacle.
那第二节到第五节我们读过了，这个都是谈到这个会幕里面有什么东西啊。
So from verse 2 to 5, it talks about what is in the tabernacle.
那他故意呢，让他 cross over， 有三件东西呢，让他故意呢更进一步告诉我们，这个就是希伯来的精神。
And he also appointed three things that had crossed over to show the spirit
of Hebrews. 那有这个
啊，
有圣所至圣所，那这个祭司就到里面去做一些事情。
And in the holy of holies, the priest went in to do some things.
Holy and holy and holy.
The holy and holy.
有两层嘛哈。那我们跳着读，我们来看第六节。
Let's jump to verse 6.
为什么要跳着读呢？因为第五节说，我现在不能一一述说了，这个时间太短了，我也不能一一述说。
Because in verse 5 it says, of these things we cannot now speak in detail, so we have to jump over it.
第六节。
Verse 6.
这些物件如此预备齐了。众祭司就常进头一层帐幕行礼拜的礼仪。
Verse 6, now when these things has been thus prepared, the priests always went into the first part of the tabernacle performing the services.
所以第一个他们要圣所嘛齁。那个众祭司啊，有时候要来放陈设饼啊，有金灯台啊，有时候要点灯啊等等的齁。
So in the holy place, the priests had to lit the lamp and the unleavened bread.And the altar of burnt offering.
也要换嘛，哈，换陈设饼。
He also changed the unleavened bread.
这个都是他们众祭司也可以进来做的。
And these are what the priests can do.
那至于至圣所呢？第二层呢
？But as to the second part, the holy holy.
第七节。
Verse 7.
至于第二层帐幕，唯有大祭司一年一次独自进去，没有不带血，为自己和百姓献的过错献上的。所以呢，每年每一次大祭司又为百姓献上。献上赎罪祭。
So once a year, the priest would make an atonement for the people.
第九节。
Verse 9.
这头一层帐幕现今是一个表样，所献的礼物和祭物。对不起，那头一层帐幕做现今的一个表样，所献的礼物和祭物，就着良心说，都不能叫礼拜的人得以完全。
Verse 9. It was symbolic for the present time in which both.Gifts and sacrifices are offered, which cannot make him who performed the service perfect in regard to the conscience.
如果你献祭一年一次，那就完全了，那明年就不用再来。但是你明年还要再来啊，代表你就觉得你的良心都不会觉得是完全的。
So if making these yearly sacrifices make you perfect, that means you don't have to come the next year. So these does not make you perfect.
你去年受洗。
you baptized last year,
你今年不用再受洗了啦。
Then you don't need to baptize again.
明年也不用再受洗了啦。
Or the year after.
一次就够了，一次就完成了。
But once for all.
你良心就洁净了。
Then your conscience is clear.
以后如果有不对，祷告主耶稣宝血再次洗净你的罪。
And if you have committed sin, you pray and the Lord Jesus' blood will continue to wash your sin.
当然，我不是说致死的罪哦。
But of course not on sin leading to
death. 那礼拜不是这样，每一年都要来礼拜，每一年都要来这个杀杀牛杀羊。
But in the Old Testament, you have to do it yearly.
这个代表这个啊，这个不完全，这个本身的制度也不完全了、啊，那、so, 良心也会觉得不、啊、有亏啊。
So this ordinance was not perfect, and your conscience would not be clear.
啊，所以第十节说这些事啊，就是这个帐幕的事、做礼拜的事，还有什么可以吃，什么不能吃，还有什么妇女啊夜经的时候要怎么办等等的，男人有身体有问题要怎么办等等的，麻风病要怎么办等等的，连这些啊，旧约都是在谈这些规矩啊。
So,all these sacrifices, including the things to do with food, drink, and various washing, all these things has to do with the Old Testament.
为什么就要谈这些跟肉体有关的规矩呢？
But why did the Old Testament talk about these things that had to do with flesh?
意思就是说你要懂得过圣洁的生活。
And that is, they want you to learn how to live a holy life.
为什么要教你什么梦遗啦、夜经啦，你要做什么处理？这个就是你可以干净嘛，你可以圣洁。
So why does it tell you of how to wash?And because they want you to be holy.
或者是说我们提到了不可以出猪肉，可以吃牛肉，就是让你健康，让你身体更好。
And things such as,
也表示说你要学着这个牛羊呢就是要有一个比较分别为，因为他们的体是荤的嘛，他们的体是荤的，所以要懂得过分别为圣的生活了。
So just like how they could not eat porkBut beef, and they also wanted them to learn how to live a set apart life.
旧约的捆绑真的很多啊。
But in the Old Testament, there were many restrictions.
真的，如果你还活在旧约哈，有时候你不能守安息日哈，弟兄姐妹用石头把你打死。
And if you were in the Old Testament, you could not observe the Sabbath, then brothers and sisters will stone you to death.
也很不方便呢。
And it was also very inconvenient.
现在犹太人守旧约。
Nowadays, Jews people obey the Old Testament.
如果你有机会到以色列去观光，我还没有机会了哈。我是读书的、哎、
And if you went to Israel today for a tour,
那个电梯礼拜六哈，每一层他都给你设定好，每一层都要停的，因为你不可以劳动，按电梯就是劳动，按三楼这个是劳动，不可以劳动，所以不要按。他每一层楼都要是慢车了，不是快车，每一层楼都要停的。
So for their elevators, the elevator will stop in every floor because you cannot press the button because that will be considered work.、
我不想跟大家讲过，那伊丽莎白教会的对面就是一个 synagogue， 一个犹太人的会堂。
Opposite of our Elizabeth Church is a Jewish synagogue.
那有一天呢、啊，那礼拜五，太阳下山了，他们忘了开灯啊，他们忘了事先在太阳下山之前把灯打开啊。
They forgot to turn on the lights before the sun went down.
他就跑过那个街来到我们教会，叫我们弟兄说：“你来帮我开灯好不好？安息日到了，我不能劳动，我不能操作，不能开灯啊。”
And they came to our church and asked us if we can go there to turn on the light because they cannot do this work.
很不方便呐、啊。
So it's very inconvenient.
那换隔一天都要煮好了。
So their food has to be
prepared. 你连按电锅都不可以啊、哦，按下去这个劳动不可以的。
And you cannot even turn on the stove because that's work.
所以你生活就被这些，这些环纹缛节把你绑住了。
So their lives are restricted by all these rules.
所以真的耶稣来说，真理让你得自由。我们在新约真的得很多的自由嘞。
So when Jesus came and said the truth will set you free, in the New Testament we are truly free.
我听到一些犹太人，他们刚好这个住棚节的时候去度假，住旅馆。
So for Jewish people during the festival of the booth, they go and live in hotels.
但是呢，因为是住棚节，所以呢，在旅馆旁边再搭个帐篷。
And because it's the feast of booths, they pitch a tent beside the hotel.
那这个文章在谈到他信这个教的一个挣扎。他说：“我们不能吃巧克力，因为那个是发酵过的。但是哦，可以喝葡萄酒。
” So, a Jewish writer said how of how much.
我说除酵节那段时间呢、啊？哦
，of how much conflict he had because he cannot eat chocolate because it's leavened because it has yeast, but he can drink wine.
哎，但是喝了酒就哦。有时候家庭关系也不是，就他谈到虽然守旧约，这个是一个人他的一个感想，但他心中也是很多的挣扎、啊。
This is his reflection that even though he observed the Old Testament, but there was a lot of conflicts in his heart.
现在很多人守旧约，比如很多安息日会来到我们教会，看到我们吃那个，我们每一道都有猪肉，还是 shrimp 嘛，还是那个还是虾，他们跟我们在一起久了，就不晓得怎么跟我们在一起啊。
So for Seventh-day Adventist people that came to our church, they cannot stay with us because they see that we eat a pork and shrimp.
Tampa 教会 South Florida 那个地方在 Tampa 附近没有安息日会教会。
In the Tampa region, there isn't a Seventh-day Adventist church.
所以他们看到我们守安息啊，很多人都自己跑进来。
So when they saw that we observed the Sabbath, many people come in.
跟我们吃了几顿饭之后，大家都跑掉了。
And after eating with us for a few meals, they all left.
啊，因为他们要守那个饮食的律法。
Because they observed the laws according.
我们接下来谈旧约是属肉体的条例。
So the Old Testament is the regulations of the flesh.
我们祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.
奉主